Starting the year strong is easier and more delicious with Omaha Steaks premium prepackaged proteins. From handcrafted USDA certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, versatile chicken and pork, and more, every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Starting the year strong is easier and more delicious with Omaha Steaks premium prepackaged proteins. From handcrafted USDA certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, versatile chicken and pork, and so much more. Omaha Steaks has unmatched variety and high quality proteins that everyone loves. And right now, you can taste the difference and get an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com with promo code AUDIO at checkout. Stay satisfied, get energy, and fuel your routine with premium prepackaged proteins from Omaha Steaks. Every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland, with every bite backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. Today, we'll be talking about our recap for Thursday night's game. Some buy low, sell high, and hold players. Our DFS picks for the week, and our preview for the games this weekend or this Sunday. A recap of Thursday. Bengals played great football on offense. Flacco might be able to get them out of this rut, I think. I know it was just the Steelers, but, I mean, still, he played a great game. I mean,
both teams played great offense.
Yeah.
I was shocked. Rodgers had, he threw two picks, but he had four TDs. Jalen Warren deserved a touchdown. The dude ran for 127 yards on only 16 carries.
Yeah, I don't know how he didn't get one.
Where the hell did Pat Freiermuth come from? I mean, I know where he came from, but they haven't used him hardly at all this year. That dude went off. And he made some nice catches.
Yeah.
They shut DK down pretty good. Like, I was shocked at how well they shut him down some. It worked out great for me in both my fantasy matchups in my redraft leagues against my sister and against Brian. So that worked out great for me as far as DK. I actually didn't expect much from DK. I thought that the tight ends, but more Jonnu Smith would be more prevalent in this game. And I thought that Washington would be. And Washington got a touchdown, but all four touchdowns went to the tight ends for the Steelers. I thought that was kind of crazy. I thought a back would at least get one.
Mm-hmm.
Chase Brown, 100 yards. Like, that dude had a bigger
on 11 carries.
Average per carry than Jalen Warren did. And Jalen Warren averaged 7.9.
Yeah.
Both his defenses suck.
Yeah.
and I know that, Mike Tomlin was salty after the game. He was salty before the game, but he was really salty after the game. He walked off of the podium saying, "Man, you guys are really annoying me." About the reporters who are just doing their jobs, man.
Yeah.
So, Flacco, dude, great game. Absolutely great game.
Yeah.
Jamar Chase.
T. Higgins.
Yeah. Like, T. Higgins is relevant. Noah Fant's relevant. Holy cow. Like, do you think Joe Flacco is that much more talented than Jake Browning? I don't. I don't think he's that much more talented.
But he knows how to run a team.
Yes. And he's got a whole lot more experience. He was anticipating where the guys were going. Why can't Jake Browning do that? Like, he's been in this organization long enough that it's kind of crazy to me that Jake Browning wasn't able to do that.
Yeah.
But credit to Cincinnati. Like, they went out and got the guy that they thought that they needed to get, who could do it at least enough of what Joe Burrow does. He's not going to be able to do everything Joe Burrow does. Not by any means. That's not what I'm trying to say, so I don't want anybody to misconstrue what I'm saying here. But I think he does enough of it to make this offense relevant.
Yeah.
where this offense was not relevant at all with Jake Browning running it.
No, not at all. That was terrible.
Yeah.
Wasn't that one of the worst offenses in the league?
It was unwatchable. Is that a word?
Yeah.
it was terrible to watch. And they were not terrible to watch on Thursday night. In fact, like I said, I thought both teams were very exciting to watch offensively.
Did you see that one of the Steelers' offensive tackles accidentally tackled Aaron Rodgers?
He was
so mad.
Aaron Rodgers is a crybaby.
Yeah.
Let's be clear.
I mean,
but
I get it, though. Aaron Rodgers is like 40, and that dude's like 300 pounds.
I understand. But the dude is the quintessential guy of, I'll play jokes on you, but nobody ever better mess with me type guy.
Yeah.
Is he not? Like, that dude's just not a word that I'm going to say right now.
Yeah, I can't stand him. I hate Rodgers.
He's not a good dude.
No.
No matter what Pat McAfee says about him. And I love Pat.
Yeah. He's a character.
He's just
buy low, sell high, and hold. Some buy lows I really like Terry McLaurin. I know he didn't start out hot this year, and he's been out the last 3 weeks. But I think he would be a really good buy low, especially if he could possibly go back to his form last year. That'd be a huge addition.
Even
to
just
team.
Gets close to that.
Yeah.
I think he's a great buy low guy right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like, Fannin Jr., the tight end for the Browns. He's been doing pretty good. And with Njoku out for, I don't think they even know how long, do they?
No, it's definitely this week. I know it went up to yesterday before they finally said he was going to be out.
Yeah.
But I would say it's possible that Njoku's out longer. I don't know. But even if Fannin's been creeping up.
Yeah.
And part of that's because they're playing a lot of 12 personnel in Cleveland. But if Fannin has a big game this week, and I think he's going to, he's got to be the number one option then at that point over Njoku, doesn't he?
Yeah.
When you're building with the young quarterback, whether it ends up being Sanders or Gabriel or who else. Or somebody yet to be determined. Yeah. I don't know. But Fannin, like, that dude is just a heck of a pass catcher.
Yeah. Do you think if he does turn out really good, do you think they could try to trade LaPorta before the trade deadline? Or not LaPorta. Oh, man.
Njoku
before the trade deadline?
I don't think that's out of the realm. I would be surprised, though.
I think it would make sense. Njoku's up there in age.
And it makes plenty of sense.
And he's got value.
He's got a ton of value.
I mean, yeah. I think
it makes plenty of sense. Mm-hmm. It makes both of those. I still think both of them are somewhat fantasy relevant, even with, you know what I mean? Because of the heavy 12 personnel that they
have. Also, like AJ Brown. AJ Brown has been not playing great. I wouldn't say it's on him, though. I think it's more on the Eagles. The Eagles have just been playing horrible. I would even throw Saquon into that, too, as a buy low. Because
I agree.
Just like the Eagles have not been playing great.
I would throw Smith in there. Although I don't think you're going to be able to buy him as well.
Yeah.
Because he has been a little bit better. You know what I mean? But I would buy all of them if you get the opportunity and it's a good deal for you.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would trade equal value though, either of what they were all valued at earlier in the season. Saquon is not going to do what he did last year or even close to that. But Saquon can be much more fantasy relevant than he's been if they get their heads out of their butts.
Yeah.
With the way that they're running it. So the last two times that they promoted from within, it's not worked out for offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And so doesn't that make you kind of wonder about, I can't think of his name right now, the head coach, Sirianni.
Yeah.
Like his decisions with that.
Yeah.
It kind of makes me wonder if he's just like, hey, this is my buddy, so we'll promote him because he was part of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what the Seagulls or not the Seagulls, the Eagles game plan is.
I think Sirianni is a good like day-to-day head coach. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Some of his like promotions are questionable.
Yeah. And Howie Roseman hired the offensive and defensive coordinators for last year. Now, Fangio's defense isn't working out great right now, like it did last year. But every time Sirianni has basically hired the coordinator, it's not working out. It's not worked out.
Yeah.
And when Roseman did, it worked great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. Seems odd.
Yeah. Some sell high people. I think Jackson Dart. I mean, I think he can be a hold also, but he has an easy schedule up at, or I want to say easy, not a difficult schedule up ahead, but he takes a lot of hits.
He does. What scares me is the injury possibility for him. If I had him and somebody was offering me a whole lot, I'd sell him in a heartbeat. But I wouldn't have a problem holding the guy either.
Yeah.
The same could be said for our other quarterback that we have on there. I'd be more likely to want to hold the other, Dak. Sorry, I just jumped a gun on you a little bit. But
yeah,
I'd be more likely to want to hold Dak than Jackson. Like, I'd be just because of the injury. Like, he's running like a – he's playing like somebody who doesn't understand that he can get knocked out really easy in the NFL.
Yeah.
A whole lot easier than he ever could have in college. And I don't think that he's quite understanding those ramifications right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love watching this kid play. It's exciting. And he's fun to watch. Like, get out of bounds, man. Slide.
Yeah.
Preserve yourself.
Yeah. Also like selling Laporta high. He's had a good 2 weeks, but I just don't see him continuing it. He started out rough this season. I think it might go just back to that.
There's just so many mouths to feed in that offense. Like, that is, I think, the most underrated offense in the league.
100%.
Especially for talent and skill position players.
Yeah. Like we said a bit ago, Dak, I think he's good. It's just, he has I think enough value for you to replace him with somebody not as good and then another player on top of that. Some holds. I like Jonathan Taylor. I mean, that's self-explanatory. I wouldn't want to trade Taylor. He's just playing that good.
No matter what you're offered almost, right?
Like, yeah.
You've got to be
like, absolutely. It'd have to be insane how much I'd get. Ashton Jeanty. I think he could be a hold, but I could see the argument for so high. But I'd have him be in a hold. I know it's a difficult thing, but like he's one of the only parts of the offense that can actually get plays made, I guess, is how I would put it.
If you can get an offer of a guy that's comparative to him, I would sell him.
Yeah.
Because partly of what you just said, he's the only...
Starting the year strong is easier and more delicious with Omaha Steaks premium prepackaged proteins. From handcrafted USDA certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, versatile chicken and pork, and more. Every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Really relevant, consistent, relevant guy. Over the last 3 weeks, he scored 33.5, 15.9, and 16.6. Could you do better? Yeah. Can you do worse? For sure. Like, he's playing consistent, good football right now. And I don't... Yeah. I think he's going to blow up Kansas City, to be honest. But after that, they have the bye in week 8, and then in between week 9 to week 14, he plays four weeks. He plays Denver twice, Cleveland once, and Jacksonville once. Uh-huh. And all four of them in those games are against very difficult defenses to run on.
Yeah.
Specifically Denver and Cleveland. The only favorable matchup he has in those 6 weeks is Dallas. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be a very favorable matchup, but it's literally the only one. Denver and Cleveland, I think, shut him down because that's all they have to do is shut him down. They don't have to worry about Geno. Geno's just going to throw picks here and there and left and right.
Geno's been terrible.
He has been terrible. And it's not like those defenses sell out against the run and get killed by the pass. Those two defenses specifically do not. And having to play Denver twice in that time span, that's rough. So I am an Ashton Jensen owner. I will be trying to look to sell the guy. Probably not to you now, but I will be looking to sell him because if I can get close to value of where he is right now, I take it because matchups have got to be better overall. I just don't think he's got good matchups. I think this kid is a hell of a player, and he may blow up on one of those times, especially maybe like the second time against Denver. I don't know, but his line sucks, and his schedule sucks.
Yeah.
So I feel better about trying to get a guy like Javonte Williams instead.
Yeah. I think Darren Waller could be a hold also. I just really like his red zone target share. It's a really good target share.
It is.
And he's been killing it so far.
I'd sell him high, though, because I think I can get better talent for him.
Yeah.
Especially if I could get a guy comparably like running back or receiver-wise.
Yeah.
I try and sell him. Because chances are, if you own Darren Waller, you own another decent tight end as well.
Mm-hmm. Because he was a waiver wire pickup.
Or later draft pick.
Yeah. So. I mean, I'd be like, if he was a draft pick, that's a really deep league.
I mean, I drafted
him. And that's a great pick. Did you?
Thank you.
Yeah, it ended up paying off well. I ended up picking him up in the dynasty, so that's really working out for me. But DFS picks. I really like Rasheed. For my first one, I really like Rasheed Rice at 5,600. I think that'll be really good. I think he has a great first game.
So you don't think there's any, like, getting back into the groove concerns or anything?
No. I mean, I don't.
Personally, I don't either. But I think it's a valid question. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I've questioned it also with putting him in these, but I just think, like, the upside.
I think he and Pat already have that connection.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really worry about that. Yeah. But I can understand why people would have that concern. So
I like the Bears defense at 3,100. I think that's really good value for who they're playing. And they played pretty good last week. I like Judkins for 6,000. He's playing. Who are the Browns playing this week? I know it was like one of the lower end run defenses, the Dolphins. But yeah, I mean, Judkins has played good every week he's played except for last week. And even like, I want to say that was exactly his fault. The Browns just played
it was bad
terrible. Yeah. And also like Jordan Mason for 6,200 against the Eagles. I think that'll be a great play.
My favorite play is a stack of Spencer Rattler against the Bears at 4,800. I expect the Bears to win this game. All that, I expect them to be ahead most of the game. And I think that the Saints pass the ball quite a bit. Using Kelk Kamara, Lave, and Rashid Shaheed. The stack I like the best with him is Shaheed. 4,500 versus Olave at 5,400. It saves $900. I just think it's a great value with Shaheed and Rattler. I think Kyler Gordon is all over Olave, and that will limit Olave a little bit. And Stevenson, right? Stevenson is a QB2 with Chicago.
Cornerback, CB2.
Yeah, cornerback two.
You said QB2.
Did I? My bad. Yeah. CB2. And I think that Shaheed, who is a very talented receiver as well, has a great game in this game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I just, even as a Bears fan, I just do not trust Tariq. That dude is so, I don't know. I just don't trust him at all. So, yeah, I agree with the Rashid Shaheed play.
It's playing that quarterback and receiver combo allows you a whole lot of money elsewhere to spend on some really good spots for high-end receiver and or running backs. So I also really liked Ramondre Stevenson at 5,200. Just know that he is one or two fumbles away from being sat on a bench for the rest of his life.
I think.
But if he can hold on to the ball, he provides a ton of upside this week against Tennessee, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mason Taylor is my fourth guy at 3,400. I think Mason Taylor has a great game this week.
Yeah.
He's in a really good spot. And I fully expect him to kill it in this game. Like, it doesn't hurt that Garrett Wilson is doubtful, probably not playing. Yeah. And without Garrett Wilson, there are not a whole lot of other reliable pass catchers. I get that they don't throw the ball a ton until the fourth quarter, but Mason Taylor will eat in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I agree. I think Jets are going to be horrible this week.
Agree.
It's just, I don't think it'll be horrible every week.
And part of it is because they don't pass the ball. Like, they don't even threaten to pass the ball much until the fourth quarter. It's like, it's just silly.
Our previews for the week. With the 9:30 game, Rams and Jags. I mean, I think this could be a pretty good game.
A whole lot better than last week's. That's for sure.
I really like Devontae and Jordan Whittington. I think Whittington could have a really good game. Also like Kyron. I think Higby could have a decent game. I think BTJ. I feel like it's going to be a big shootout. I think BTJ could have a good game. Etienne. But yeah, I like both quarterbacks too.
I want to stress, I think Devontae Adams has a big game this game. And I'm going to go back to the well and say that I think at least one of the tight ends for the Jags could have a big game. I'm hoping it's Hunter Long.
Yeah. He killed it last week. But I think the Rams win that one.
Agreed. Actually, no, I don't think that. I think that the Jags win this.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. I don't see it. But Saints Bears. Like we've already talked about, Caleb, I think, will have a great game. Spencer Rattler could have a great game. I like Adunze. I don't know. I just don't know how I feel about Chris Olave. Kyler Gordon is probably going to be on him all game.
I think Olave will have a little bit of impact, but Shaheed and Kamara will probably have the bigger impacts for them.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about Juwan Johnson. I really don't like tight ends on either team.
Me either.
They'll
blow up now.
Yeah. but yeah, I like the Bears this game.
Yeah. Although I'll say I like the Saints to cover the spread of 4.5.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. Hopefully not.
It'll be garbage time, I think.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Dolphins, Browns. Dude, Quinshon Judkins is the only one I really like believe in, and Fannin, but that's it. I mean, just Judkins and Fannin are the only ones I really like on that team.
Can we talk about the fact that the Browns are favored to win this game?
They shouldn't be.
Yeah, they should.
I mean, defense is all they really have. That's
how bad Miami is.
I don't know. I don't see the Browns putting up a lot of points. Dolphins can at least put up points for the most part-ish.
I mean, against Cleveland's defense is really good.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But I like
Waddell in this game.
Yeah, I like Waddle. I like Darren Waller. Just because of
the sheer volume.
I like Waller in the end zone, you know?
Three guys. But yeah. There's three guys in this game I like. That's it.
Yeah.
Waddell, just because of sheer volume. Judkins, I think, runs all over this defense. And Harold Finn.
Yeah. I think the Dolphins win that game. Mm. I mean.
But what do you want to bet? There's no way Miami wins this game.
I think they could.
I think Cleveland covers not only the 2.5-point spread, I think they cover a 7.5-point spread. I think they dominate this game.
We'll see. I'm liking Miami. I just think there's just too many pieces on the offense. I think it really does have something to do with how Tua does.
We need to come up with like some bet board thing.
Bet board?
Yeah. Like, and then there's some kind of punishment for whoever loses. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, we can.
It'd be kind of fun to do.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be doing a lot of punishments.
I don't think so. Raiders Chiefs. I like Mayer this week. Maybe
I like Genty.
Yeah, I just don't know how I feel about the receivers.
I feel like I don't like them at all.
Yeah. I just don't trust Geno with the receivers.
Yep. Yeah, it frankly has nothing to do with the receivers. And no, everything it's all to Geno. Do with Genty. All right, yeah, Geno. and how horrible he is.
Yeah. That dude sucks.
Until he starts to show that he can throw it on the outside again. Like, that's the only reason I like Mayer, is because he plays on the inside.
For the Chiefs, I really like Rasheed. I like Travis. I think the Chiefs are just going to keep scoring on them.
I like
Worthy. I don't think they care. Yeah. I just think they just keep going.
I think that the Chiefs want to make a statement. They got all their players back now with Rice there too. And I think that they're going to look to put up some points.
Yeah, I agree. I don't really trust the Chiefs running back situation.
Starting the year strong is easier and more delicious with Omaha Steaks premium prepackaged proteins. From handcrafted USDA certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, versatile chicken and pork, and more. Every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
I got Patrick Mahomes as my number two quarterback this week. And really, there's a strong argument to be made to make him number one over Baker.
Yeah. I think he's the best quarterback this season so far, isn't he?
Yes. Top scoring. I have Rasheed Rice as my number 13 receiver coming back for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have Worthy in the top 30 or close to it. Yeah, he's 31. Worthy's 31. Now, I don't have Kelce high. That's more the fact that Kelce just is sucking right now. But he's 19th in my tight ends. But I have a whole lot of tight ends in great spots. Carol Fannin is my number 7 tight end this week.
Yeah, I mean, I could see it. I mean, the only thing I'd be worried about is Gabriel, but he really likes to target the tight end. So, I mean, I'm also not really worried about it at the same time.
That heavy 12 personnel, Fannin's going to beast, man.
Yeah.
So is Mason Taylor.
Yeah. Eagles-Vikings. Dude, in that Chiefs game, I have the Chiefs winning, obviously. But the Eagles-Vikings, I don't know. I don't know who I like.
It's the Vikings.
Yeah, I don't really trust the Eagles. But
I want to say Saquon has a nice game here.
But they also don't like using him anymore. He was averaging 5 yards per carry last week, and they only rushed him 12 times. That is so stupid.
The same crap that Baltimore's been doing with Henry.
Yeah.
Not utilizing him. So I want to say I like Saquon a lot. I think he's in a good spot. But he's my he's my number 8 running back. Even A-Chain is rated higher than him, and he's going against the number 1 defense against running backs.
Yeah.
And I have A-Chain at 7. I got Bijan, Taylor, Jacobs, Gibbs at 4, McCaffrey at 5, Devontae Williams at 6, A-Chain, Barkley, Jeunty, and Judkins. And really, Judkins should be higher, to be frank.
Yeah. I don't know. I do like Goedert. Goedert's been killing it these last couple weeks.
Yes, he's my number 3 tight end.
Yeah. I like Jordan Mason.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like JJ, but I think I like Addison a little more.
Yeah. But I mean, I think I'm going to have to go with the Vikings. I hate to say it, but I think I'd have to go Vikings. I don't know what the Eagles are going to do.
I think they're in the tailspin, and until they figure out the offensive part, they're going to continue to be. And the defense is concerning too right now.
Panthers-Jets. It's going to be a horrible game. I want to put this on the record. I don't think this is going to be a good game at all.
From either team?
I mean, the Panthers might have a decent game. Jets are going to look god-awful. The only way I see a lot of scoring is if the Panthers just decide to run it up on the Jets, because I don't see the Jets scoring much at all.
Disagree. I think they get some garbage time, but...
Yeah.
That is... Who's the worst team in the league right now?
The Jets?
Clearly, right?
Yeah.
Like, everybody thought it was going to be the Saints. Me included. And the Saints are bad. Don't get me wrong.
But the Jets are just that much worse.
Yeah. And Cleveland's defense is too good to... Like, Cleveland... What's the most inept offense right now? The Jets or Cleveland's? Because it certainly isn't New Orleans. Spencer Rattler's got them at least competitive.
Man, I'm going to have to go with the Jets, I'd have to say.
I don't disagree.
It's very close. I think it's close. At least the Browns have some run support. The Jets can't even get that down.
Yeah, Judkins is better than Hall at this point. And part of that is probably play calling. would you, and I'm not talking fantasy wise right now. I'm just talking football. Would you take Gabriel over Fields? I would.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd take Garrett Wilson over any receiver that Cleveland has, right?
Yeah.
But as much as I like Mason Taylor, and I was just hyping a guy up, I'd take Njoku or Fannin over him without even thinking about it. And I would take Judy, Tillman, Isaiah Bond. I'd take any of those three over the next receivers for the Jets. I think I got Garrett Wilson, and that's it. Now, they do have some nice running backs because they've got Braylon Allen behind Breece Hall. They got Isaiah Davis. Those are good running backs, but none of them are as good as Judkins, in my opinion. And it's not like they just stop at Judkins. I like Dylan Sampson a whole lot, too.
Yeah.
I don't know that I like him over Breece Hall, but I think he's comparative to Breece Hall. Same kind of skill set, but the Jets aren't even trying to use Breece Hall like they should. Like that dude is way better than what they use him as.
I
don't know what they're doing there. I need to find. I don't remember who the coordinator is there, but I mean, it's not like Aaron Glenn's an offensive guy. Yes, you could. He gets held responsible because he's the head coach.
Yeah.
But I think that team. I had hopes that Justin Fields was going to be able to get it figured out. I no longer have hopes for this anymore.
Yeah, me neither.
I like Justin Fields. I think he's a good dude. I think that he wants to be that guy. I just don't think he's capable of learning because he's not shown any growth at all in learning how to read defenses.
Yeah.
He's almost regressed this year back to where he was early in Chicago.
Yeah. I like the Panthers to that game. I mean, I think it's just they're going to kill them.
They're only 1.5-point favorites.
I'm taking that.
I'm taking that all day long. I'll take 6.5, 8.5, 9.5.
Yeah.
I think they killed this team. But it's not. We've seen Carolina absolutely suck this year, too, though.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you this. Carolina, what's the record real quick? They're 3-3.
Yeah.
Are they 3-3 in spite of Bryce Young?
I think so, yeah.
Is Bryce, because I don't think Bryce Young is as bad as some people are saying.
Yeah.
So maybe what am I missing with that? Because I think he plays just well enough to keep this team in it.
He's definitely not the reason. These last two games have been wins, right?
Right.
That was all Rico.
I see.
Over 200
saying.
Yards each game, that's pretty much a whole offense is Rico Dowdle.
Fair enough. Their defense is good.
Yeah.
They have a good defense.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a team that needs a new quarterback.
Yeah, I would say so.
Or do you think that Bryce can continue to evolve?
I mean,
this is only year three
but
for him.
Yeah, it looks like he took a step back and went back to his original ways.
But I think he's getting back to where he was in the second half of last year. I think he is. But I've heard a lot of pundits saying that they think that this is a team that could be undefeated without him.
I think that's pushing it.
I don't disagree.
But I mean, people say crazy things all the time.
I don't think they got killed by the Patriots.
Yeah. I don't think Bryce Young would have changed that.
The Cardinal game.
Or not having Bryce Young would change that.
The Cardinal game, they should have won. I don't disagree with that.
Mm-hmm.
And Bryce Young did not play well. But I feel like Bryce has played decently well in these last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He had a pick against the Dolphins. Dowdle ran forever.
Uh-huh.
And then against the Cowboys, I think he had a pick in that game too. No, he didn't have. He had 3 touchdowns, no picks, 261 yards. Sorry, that's Dak's numbers. He did have a pick. He had 3 touchdowns, 1 pick, and 199 yards. But he's not being asked to do throw it for a ton.
Yeah.
Because Rico Dowdle is running all over everybody.
Yeah.
What do we expect with Rico Dowdle versus Chuba? Because Chuba's back.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's definitely
going to be like a 50-50 split.
Maybe. I think so.
Is Dowdle going to be more effective? I mean, they're both really good running backs.
Mm-hmm.
Dowdle's running like a guy on a mission. Right
now. Yeah.
But I think Chuba's really good too. Like, it's a great problem to have for them, but it's a sucky-ass problem for fantasy.
For fantasy owners, yeah.
And that's not Carolina's problem.
No, they don't care.
Nor should they.
No, unless the owner's playing fantasy, then he might have a problem, but.
And I don't think that he's going to care. The Carolina Panthers are finally relevant. Did you hear about the podcast for the Panthers who's quit?
Yeah, because the Panthers were so bad. A couple weeks ago
because of how bad they were. And now they've won two games now since then. They're 2-0.
Really?
And isn't that hilarious?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they quit after week four because they were 1-3 at that point.
They said it's because it wasn't worth spending time away from their family to talk about that team, which I understand that
thought process. But I think it's funny that they've won twice since then.
Yeah, I would just stay. I would just not do it then. If it means they're winning, yeah. Must be like a jinx.
I don't know what the name of the podcast was, but you guys were the problem.
Yeah. New England and Tennessee. I think New England's going to kill them.
I'll be absolutely floored if they don't.
Yeah.
I love Drake May.
He
is becoming one of my favorite players in the whole league.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that guy. Like, I'm starting to put him up there with Lamar and Josh Allen in my favoriteness. Those two are my favorite quarterbacks. And Drake is getting really close to being in that group.
Man. Yeah, he's definitely showing that he's really good this year. He's killing it so far. He's
easily a top 10 tight end or a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Fantasy and just in football.
Yeah.
And if he keeps playing this way, he's going to be a top 5 guy.
Mm-hmm. I like Hunter Henry and Alec Amanor this week. I mean, that's about it. I don't know which running back I like more on the Patriots. I feel like they're going to be running a lot this week.
I do too. So if you end up like, because I said I like Stevenson at 5,200 DFS. If you like Henderson, he's only 4,900. I just think that Vrabel's going to give the vet more leeway and continue to favor that. And I just don't think it's quite there for Henderson yet, but it's going to flip at some point because Stevenson's going to get those fumbles. There's no reason to believe otherwise at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know that I like a ton of people in this game.
Yeah, I don't either.
A.O. Manor, maybe, but Van Jefferson, when Ridley went out last week, Jefferson got a ton of reps at that point and some targets. So I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't trust anything to do with Tennessee right now. And I mean, every time it's hard to pick the receivers to me for New England.
Uh-huh.
And Hunter Henry's kind of quieted down. I'd like to like him this week, but there's so many tight ends, in my opinion, that are in good spots. So I don't know. My buddy likes Stephon Diggs a lot. I want to like Booty a lot this week, but I don't know that you can trust enough because they go back and forth each week with the Patriots. Drake is the only guy that I really like, and he's not in a great spot. Again, like Tennessee's pretty good against quarterbacks. And so I think New England could just run the ball like crazy. So we're going to run it until you stop us, and I don't think you're going to stop us.
Yeah. I mean, Tennessee's looking horrible this year, and I just don't expect them to score a lot like they have before. So
maybe the Patriots don't score as much either.
Yeah.
Like, start your studs, but if you've got another really good guy to start at quarterback this week, might be the time to not start Drake, maybe.
Giants, Broncos. I like, see, this is a tough one because I don't know how I feel about Dart. Wandale's going to be covered, so that's going to leave Humphrey and Hyatt and Theo, but
Hyatt sucks.
Just that Denver defense is just so good. It makes it hard to like pick somebody on that team.
And it's hard to like Cam this week too.
Yeah, but Dobbins. I like Dobbins this week.
Yeah.
Maybe even RJ Harvey.
I like Sutton.
Yeah. I just don't know. My problem is
I don't trust Knicks.
Yeah. Just I don't know.
Denver's in a good spot.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I trust a whole lot of players fantasy wise for the Giants, but I do trust that the Giants will cover the 7.5-point spread.
You think so?
I think Denver wins, but I see a world where the Giants somehow pulled off.
Yeah. Like they did with the Chargers. And I almost
wanna like The overall over-under point total for this game is 40.5. I kind of want to like that, the under.
Yeah, I like the under.
Which is stupid because that's a low point total. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I almost like it. But I do like the Giants to cover the spread.
Yeah. That Denver defense is just really good. And the Denver offense has been really iffy.
It's inept right now, in my opinion. Like, they barely beat the freaking Jets.
That was a terrible game. That was
awful. And you can't tell me that it was because the defenses were that good. There was a whole lot of inept offense in that game. Denver's defense is good. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Good Lord. Yeah. But I still think they take it this week. You?
Yeah, I expect the Broncos to win. I'll pick the Broncos to win. I just think the Giants cover 7.5 points.
Yeah. Packers, Cardinals. Yeah. I don't know. I don't really trust the running backs on the Cardinals.
Harrison's playing.
He is?
Yeah.
He might have a good game.
I think he does.
I think Jacobs will have a good game.
Same.
Probably.
I think Tucker Kraft has a big game.
Yeah. I think, yeah, I don't know. The Packers are all over the place this season. They either play really good or really bad. There's no in between. I think they win. I hope not, but I think they do.
I think the Packers win. I think it's a shootout. I like the overall of this game a lot. And I think Tucker Kraft and Trey McBride are the two highest scoring pass catchers in this game.
Yeah.
And I think that Josh Jacobs goes crazy.
Mm-hmm. Washington Cowboys. That might be a good game, I think. I think this one's definitely going to be a shootout.
It's 54 and a half.
54 and a half?
Is the point total right now. But I like the over. Yeah. I think this goes over 60.
I think Kroski has a redemption game. Debo's questionable, right? I think.
Yeah. And he had said he didn't know if he was going to be able to play. He said that yesterday.
When you're saying you don't know if you can play, that like makes me really question if you're going to play.
He's played with the same injury the last 2 weeks. But oh, yeah?
Did he aggravate it?
I think he'll play. But, I mean, I think it's very – like, this is going to be a game-time decision, I think.
Yeah.
So, you got to watch that. And if he doesn't play, I love Luke McCaffrey and I like Chris Moore.
Yeah, I would lean towards Luke. But yeah, CD, I think, will have a great game. Javonte, I think this is going to be a purely offense game. Zach Ertz, Jake Ferguson, both of them. Great plays. Yeah.
So if Debo doesn't play, I like McCaffrey, but I think Ertz gets the biggest up on this.
Yeah.
I think Ertz could go for 10 catches at that point.
Mm-hmm. Ertz had a good game last week.
And Kroski Merritt and Chris Rodriguez, I would even say, or Jeremy McNichols. One of those two to go with Kroski Merritt, I think, could have a nice game too.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels, I expect him to have a good game. I expect Dak to have a good game. I mean, there is so much offense to love in this game. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So watch, it'll be like 10 to 10.
I think the Cowboys win that game.
I don't.
Yeah. I mean, I could see it going either way, though.
Same. I think Washington finds a way to win this game, but I would not be at all surprised if the Cowboys win.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's just going to be a really good game.
The real winner is over 59 and a half points.
Yeah. Falcons, Niners. I like McCaffrey, obviously. Bijan, obviously. I think Allgeier could have a good game.
Yeah.
London, Kendrick Bourne. Jawan Jennings even fully healthy?
He is playing, but no, he's not fully healthy.
Yeah, I like Kendrick Bourne still. George Kittle's back. I think George Kittle could have a great game. I think.
Mac Jones is playing, not Brock.
Yeah.
I like Kyle Pitts in this game. I like the over in this game.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's a ton over the 47.5, but I do like the over. I think that there's lots of good offense to go around.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you hit on everybody else that I like a lot. Mooney could play in this game too, which I think may take a little bit away from Drake, but not a ton. Like Drake London, that dude knows how to get open. Doesn't matter that there's no other freaking receiving threats. He just gets open.
Yeah.
He is so underrated. In my opinion.
I have the 49ers winning that game.
I got the Falcons.
Looks like we need to get the betting board. Bucks, I like Rashad White that game. Both Detroit running backs also. Mike Evans is back.
Love Mike Evans.
Yeah. I feel like they're going to be feeding Mike Evans this year a lot, especially now, so he can get that 1,000-yard season. He has to average, I think it's like 72 yards per game now.
Deal. Very doable.
Yeah. And if he has those explosive games where he gets like 150, especially, I mean, he's probably the wide receiver one this week. I'm pretty sure Buka's not likely to play.
He is,
right?
Not.
He's not playing. Yeah.
He's doubtful technically, but yeah.
Evans is a must start.
Is a must start. But Evans is still questionable, just expected to play. So
if he does play, he's a must start.
If he does not play, there are options. Sterling Shepard is still not highly owned in leagues.
Yeah.
And Tez Johnson as well. And I think Tez Johnson is a guy to watch. I'm not saying get this guy and play him, but I think he's a guy to watch. Mm-hmm. If he starts to get more time than Sterling Shepard, and I think that's a very big possibility, then that's a guy to watch. I don't think Godwin's ever going to come back and be the same guy that he was.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that now. I love Chris Godwin. I hope I'm wrong, but I think at this point, Godwin is not ever going to be the same player that he used to be.
Which sucks.
It does. It does. It really does.
Because he was fun to watch.
And an incredibly talented player. But man, he is having all kinds of problems with this injury. And I think it's just injury after injury, and it's catching up to him.
Yeah.
So, and it's really unfortunate because that was a very talented player.
Yeah. I like Amon-Ra.
Yeah.
Javonte might have a good game. Not Javonte. Jameson. Like I said, both Detroit running backs I expect to have great games. I think this is going to be a huge shootout, too.
I mean, it's projected that way, 52.5. It's a point total.
I like the over.
I want to like the over. I want to. I think this is a setup for a letdown game.
Yeah.
It's two really good offenses that I could just see.
I like that it's at 7 o'clock.
I do, too. I could see them the defense is amping up to say, man, everybody's talking about the offense here. And I think the defenses both have enough talent to maybe squash some of that.
Yeah.
Where I don't think the Dallas and Washington's defenses have even close to enough talent for
that. No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I expect it to be a huge game, but
I hope it is.
We'll see.
I really hope it is because it'll be way more fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. I like the Buccaneers.
I'm going with Detroit, but I like the Bucs to cover the 5.5-point spread.
Yeah. Texans Seahawks. I don't know how I feel about the Texans running backs. Who knows the split that's gonna happen between Chubb and Mark? Woody Marks? Yeah, I don't know the split between them. Smith and Jigba, of course. Nico Collins probably. I think this could be a high-scoring game, possibly. I think it just 100% depends on how the Houston O-line plays and how C.J. Stroud plays. That's going to be what makes or break the game for the Texans.
I think there's just enough offense in this game to make it relevant.
Yeah.
But the Seahawks win. And I don't know that the Seahawks necessarily win or the Texans lose it.
Yeah.
That Texans offense is up, very up and down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a super hit or miss deep our offense, which sucks because,
I like Marks in this game, but I'm like you. I don't trust what they're going to do. JSN has got a very tough matchup against Devin Singletary, but JSN is very good. And trust your studs.
Yeah.
It's like if Devin Witherspoon plays – it's not like Nico Collins doesn't have a very tough matchup either.
Mm-hmm.
I like Dalton Schultz. He's the one guy that I think you didn't say anything. I like Schultz in this game.
I don't know how I feel about Schultz.
I get that. He's been very quiet all year. So
yeah, and last year too. I don't know what happened, but like they cut him out, it seems like, from the game plan.
I think they need him in this game.
Yeah. They're definitely going to.
If they have any chance of winning, they have to use Schultz, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Same. Texans are going to Texan.
Which is good for the Colts and the Jags. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for listening. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and leave a review. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, and leave a comment. Let us know what you guys think of this episode. Thank you.